Okay, thanks. So the amendment to the amendment fails. We're back to the original amendment, which was Tim's, to say, upon a third offense in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider muting the offender instead of depriving the offender of the right to be recognized.
This is Kim.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I'd like to I would like to fix Beth's amendment per what Raymond said. The chair or any member of the body can ask the chair to make that motion. I still think this should come through the chair, because otherwise there'll just be chaos of, you know, I want them muted. I want them muted. You know, it's the chair's role to keep order to the meeting. And
secretary has point of information.
And Don, go ahead.
Okay, Ralph has a question, and then Lawrence.
Okay, the rules that I described from Robert's Rules of Order don't preclude the body from asking the chair to take action. The chair could rule otherwise, but again, that would be subject to appeal. So I think the Robert's Rules cover it. We're just trying to reinvent the wheel. Okay, thank you.
Lawrence, I'm going to call myself after that.
I'd like to ask if I could write the word offend and offender from that amendment?
Not in my amendment.
Well, okay, so Beth had an amendment to your amendment. Lawrence can make an amendment to your amendment as well, but...
point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
I want to move to strike that word offender from any motion that deals with the quorum. We could find a different word. It's criminalized.
Okay.
It's not germane to this.
I'm sorry. Kim,
Raymond has a point. Raymond has a point. I apologize.
Yes. Raymond has a point. Excuse me, Kim. Hang on a second. Before Raymond makes his point, Kim, you are not recognized to speak.
I just apologized. I just apologized.
No,
I'm sorry.
Yes, but it wasn't just because Raymond had a point to make. It was because he was speaking out of turn.
I apologize, Michael.
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks. What's your point of order, Raymond?
As I understand the earlier ruling of the chair regarding amendments, there could not be, or there should not be, any further amendments at this point to the current amendment under consideration.
Okay, you misunderstood the point. Under Robert's Rules of Order, you can have a money motion, an amendment, and an amendment to the amendment. That's what we had, but we dispensed with that amendment because we just voted on it, the amendment to the amendment that Beth offered. So now Lawrence is offering a different amendment to the amendment.
Point of order.
Yes. What's your point of order, Kim?
I just made an amendment. I just made an amendment before Lawrence took up his proposed amendment.
Yeah, can I state my point of order now? Yeah.
All right, hang on a second. I did not understand that you were amending your own amendment.
I said I'm amending Beth's amendment. Basically, I was reworking Beth's amendment.
Go ahead. I have a point of order.
Hang on a second.
I have a point of order for everybody, please.
Yes. Okay. Hang on a second. Lawrence, what's your point of order?
My point of order is I made a point of order when this came up, and you did not take my point. You did not sustain my point of order. You told me we'll take it up later. That's what you told the body. So that's why I'm bringing it now.
Yes, I understand that. I know everybody wants to do right by the whole process, but here's the thing in relation to your amendment to the amendment, Kim. It's not necessary. At any time, any member of the body can make a request to the chair the language you're proposing does not fit within the language that is being put forward. It doesn't. You just said the chair or a member of the body may ask the chair, may ask the body. It there's no way to fit that into the language that we're dealing with. So,
there is a way to put it in, just the way I said it, but I will accept the point that any person can ask the chair to bring a member to order. I will.
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks. So, again, in the language that you're proposing, it would be the chair may ask the body to consider muting the offender. So
to take a vote. Doesn't it say to take a vote?
Chair,
The next sentence after that is where the vote is described.
Okay.
Such a request should be voted on immediately.
Okay.
Understood.
Point of order, with all due respect, we do need to deal with Lawrence's amendment or proposed amendment before we go back to the original. So amendment is, I withdrew it. So now we have to deal with Lawrence's.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Okay, so Lawrence's amendment is to strike the word offender from that sentence and other places in the meeting. Do you have some other language to replace it with, Lawrence?
No, that's my offend and offender. That's why I would like to have stricken from the language.
Okay, so my suggestion would be we use the word disruption upon a first minor disruption, and the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second disruption, a second warning would be given. Upon a third disruption in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider depriving the member or the disruptive member. Is that okay?
Janine,
I'm fine with that.
Please.
I'll leave it to the body.
Yes, Janine, I hear Janine.
I appreciate trying to make an amendment, and I would prefer it be incident.
Instead of disruption?
No.
Correct.
I'm sorry, Raymond. Janine has the floor at the moment. Clarify where you want to see the word incident.
No, the word incident instead of offense.
I'm just trying to clarify what we're going to discuss and vote on. I'm saying instead of offense, you want the word incident upon the first minor incident, interrupting a speaker, for example.
Yes.
The chair would give the member a warning upon a second incident. A second warning should be given upon a third incident in the same meeting. The chair may ask the body to consider doing something to the member. Okay, so that's what we're considering. Does somebody else want to the stack then?
Can you hear me? This is Myla. This is Myla.
Yes, go ahead, Myla. I'm sorry, I was getting a call on my phone from Mikhail. I couldn't deal with it. Go ahead. Are you still there, Myla? Can you hear me? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Myla, you have the floor.
No.
I don't hear Myla. Okay, go ahead. Yes?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Barely. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I agree with disruption rather than incident. And I would say upon a first minor disruption, the chair would give the member, you're right, I agree with member, upon a second disruption, a second warning would be given. Upon a third disruption in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider depriving the member of the right to be recognized for the remainder of the meeting, such a request to be voted on immediately, and blah, blah, blah. And again, again, member should be put in place of offender. And if that's exactly what you said, I apologize for the redundancy, but that's, I think, the best wording.
All right, so this is not technically following Robert Zoo's anymore, but I just want to check in with people. Lawrence made the original motion, didn't suggest language. I suggested disruption. Janine suggested incident. I want to try to find some language that people are comfortable with in the hopes that it will enable the thing to pass. Yes, I'd like to see it passed. So, where do people stand around this question of using the word incident or the word disruption?
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes.
Go ahead, Bella.
Now it's getting a little gray because Myla just suggested another replacement substitute. So where do you stand? I mean, how many amendments are you going to accept?
I just said, Bella, that I'm departing slightly from Robert's Rules of Order to try to find some language that people will agree with that we can pass.
Okay.
So, yes, we're not...
I understand what you just said. My question to you then is, I can vote for either Janine's or Myla. So where do we stand right now? Can you know?
Where we stand is I'm asking Janine, who suggests the language of incident instead of disruption, how strongly she feels about it. Does she want to stick with incident, or is she okay with disruption?
Incident would be best.
That didn't sound like Myla, Mr. Chair.
No, that was not Myla. It was not and Myla or Janine, it was Bella continuing. I'm asking
back.
Janine. Is Janine still on the call?
I am still on the call. I'd like to stick with incident.
Okay. So that's what... If just to clarify again, Lawrence is actually the maker of the motion. Lawrence did not have language. I suggested disruption, and Janine suggested incident, and it's up to Lawrence to decide what language he wants in his amendment to the amendment.
Kim to the stack.
May I speak?
Yes, Lawrence, and then Kim.
I'm okay with either one of them. I would prefer incident.
Okay, we'll leave it at incident in that case. That's what
Kim to the stack.
Go ahead, Kim.
To the stack. Can we take a vote, please?
Okay. To the stack.
Yeah, Sue wants to stack, and she hasn't spoken, so go ahead, Sue.
Either incident or the other one are okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So at this point, what's on the floor is an amendment to the amendment to strike the words offense and replace it with incident. The example is given as interrupting a speaker, for example, to strike the word offender and use the word member. And every place it says offense, it would say incident. Every place it says offender, it would say member. Upon a first minor incident interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider something. Muting is the language that we'll get to eventually. The member... That's your question. We vote on immediately. Would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, she will be asked to leave. She or he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she or he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. So, if are there objections to that amendment, replacing offense with incident and replacing offender with member? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to go back.
This is Grace. This is Grace. I object.
Okay. All right, then we'll vote on it.
Okay, Michael, I have a request for information.
Okay, what's your question?
There were two choices, incident and what was before that?
Disruption.
But
Disruption. Okay. I prefer disruption because that's...
Okay. That can come up later. If incident is voted down, then people can have both disruption. If incident is approved, they'll say as incident.
Best to the staff.
Okay. And there was a male voice. I think it was Ray was trying to ask something in the best.
Andrew Weiss, present.
Welcome, Andrew. Who is that? I heard a male voice again. I can't hear it very clearly. Who is that?
Myla just rejoined the call.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Beth's on the stack.
Thank you. I held my peace before because I just want to get through this. But if we're going to discuss this, I prefer disruption because it's descriptive of the problem. I am opposed to language intended to neutralize or euphemize what I consider to be problematic behavior. So I prefer disruption because it names the problem. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so we have a few. Go ahead, Andrew, what's your question?
Yeah, the word member, does that mean just an LSB member, and does that exclude public participants who may also need to be muted?
We're talking about meeting the quorum policy, so at committee meetings, public are also members for that purpose.
Thank you.
Okay, so the question has been called. At this point, it's to replace the word offense with incident and the word offender with member.
Who called the question?
I did, Raymond Goldstone.
Raymond Goldstone. I think we've exhausted the conversation at this point, so unless there's any objection, we will vote. Okay, Ralph, sorry, can you go through the role again?
Michael, I apologize. This is Eric. Can you read the entire thing we're voting on?
We're voting on changing the word offense to incident and the word offender to member. Every place where those words appear in the original motion that Janine brought forward.
This is Eric.
Michael, request for information.
Okay, I heard somebody else trying to speak just before you, Grace. Yes, I understand that, Grace. You had a question, but somebody else was trying to speak just before you started.
Michael,
speaking.
It's Eric. I didn't identify myself for the secretary's benefit, first and second. I'd like the entire text we're voting on to be read once more, if you would. Thank you.
Okay, I'll do that in a second. What's your question, Grace?
Are we not choosing between... disruption or incident? Can we just say what word members want to use, disruption or, because it's confusing to me. It sounds like we're voting on the major motion, the main motion, instead of just deciding what word should be put in the motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
I think you have exhausted explaining what we are doing. This is another tactic to delay.
All right, never mind, Bella.
Bella. This is going on way too long, and you are allowing certain people
Bella.
To run out of the clock.
Okay, fine. We're going to be in this call until we get the agenda adjusted and the rest of our business done.
Janine, to the staff.
Yes, Janine.
Okay, so I thought that Lawrence's that was a friendly amendment that we altered together. So there is no amendment to vote on, as far as my understanding. So I have changed the motion, and that's what we'd be voting on. Am I right?
No, that's not the case. There's no such thing as a friendly amendment at this point because it's up to the body, and the body is voting on whether to use the language incident instead of offense and member instead of offender. There were objections to that, so we have to vote.
This is Kim.
Point of order. Point of order, Michael. This is Grace.
Your point of order is that you want to vote on the choice, but we can't do that because we had a motion. We had an amendment, and we have an amendment to the amendment. And the amendment to the amendment is the language that Lauren settled on, which is what I just said. So that's what we're going to vote on. I tried to make an effort to have a discussion without Robert's rules, but it's impossible to do it with this body because everybody has a point of view. So we're just going to vote on the language that's proposed. If it's voted down, you can offer some other language. Please let it proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Eric asked for a reading. This is what we're voting on. We're voting on changing everywhere in the original motion that is the existing policy that was brought forward in a motion to reaffirm by Janine. And we're changing the language of that. So we're not going to keep the existing policy. We're going to change the existing policy if the body adopts what the committee proposes, if the committee proposes it. Upon a first minor incident, parentheses, interrupting a speaker, for example, close parentheses, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider doing something with the member for the remainder of the meeting. Such requests should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, she or he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she or he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. So we're not voting on the entire thing. We're voting on changing the words offense to incident and the word offender to member. And if that passes, that will be absorbed into the original amendment, which was to strike depriving the offender of the right to be recognized and changing that to muting the member. Everybody clear on that? So first we're voting on changing offense to incident and offender to member. If that's voted down, then people can suggest other language. But I would like us to get done with this so we can get on to the rest of our business. Ralph?
Okay, calling for the vote. Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
Pass.
Okay. Fred Blair, how do you vote?
Pass.
Fred passes. Marcel Cruz?
Oh, yeah.
Marcel votes yes. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella is a yes. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Eric passes. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Pass.
Oh, boy. Lawrence is a pass. Elizabeth Von Gutten?
No.
Elizabeth is a no. Ralph Hawkins votes no. Kim Kaufman?
I vote no.
Okay. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Sue is a yes. Raymond Goldstone?
Goldstone votes no.
Raymond is no. Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Ruth Strauss votes yes. Andrew Weiss?
Yes, Andrew Weiss, yes.
Janine Roan?
Janine Roan is a yes.
Janine is a yes. Okay. Circling back. Grace Aaron, you passed. What is your vote?
No.
Fred Blair?
I'm voting no.
Eric Jacobson? Eric, do you wish to cast a vote? You passed.
I'll abstain.
Okay, that Eric abstains. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, I'm ready to vote. I vote yes.
Lawrence votes yes.
Okay. Michael Novick votes yes.
Michael Novick votes yes. Okay.
Don't miss Michael Heist.
No, that was Michael Novick. Is Michael Heist on the call? I haven't heard him for a long time.
Thought he was. We won't know till we call him.
Huh. Michael Heist, are you present? Michael Heist?
He's not present, Chair. I mean, Secretary. Please.
Okay, thank you. All right, give me a moment.
Did you want to vote, Ralph?
I did vote.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I have 8 yes, 7 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so that language is incorporated. Thank you.
This is Raymond.
Mr. Chair, Raymond? This is Bella. I have a different tally.
What do you have, Bella?
I had 7 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention.
Whoa, way off.
Well, I got the tally that Ralph mentioned, so that's what I got.
Okay, Ralph has the official tally. Okay, thank you. It's immaterial because either way it passes. Ralph has the official tally. It will be reflected in the minutes. I think somebody else wants to try to speak. Was it Raymond?
Yes. I ask that we move immediately to the main motion as amended.
Yes. Okay, so before we move to the main motion, we have Kim's original amendment, which is to change the language, considered depriving the member at this point of the right to recognize, to mute the member for the remainder of the meeting. Are there any objections to using that language, since really the whole point of this is about the problem of muting on electronic calls?
Can you read that again, Mr. Chair? Can you read that again, Mr. Chair? Thank you.
Yes, instead of to consider depriving the member of the right to be recognized to the remainder of the meeting, it would be to mute the member for the remainder of the meeting.
I would like to propose an amendment.
What is your amendment?
To find another situation other than muting, as that would be a last resort.
That is the last resort. It's after 3 warnings. The point is we're trying to get some control of the question of muting. That was the whole point of this motion.
Janine, okay, to the stack.
Janine.
So if the muting were to take place, someone couldn't vote, whereas if they were to just not be recognized, they would be allowed to vote. Because I only say that because I wasn't able to vote when I was muted back in September. So I prefer the way it is. Thank you.
Okay, that's all right. That's the point of view on the motion. But the motion is about muting, as I understand it. So that's the amendment we're going to consider. If you want to leave it with the language of
chair,
I object. Yes,
I'd like to call the question.
Okay. Yes, what's your question, Sue? I understand what you're trying to do, Lawrence, but let's clarify what we're voting on. No, we'll vote. Go ahead, Sue.
What was that part about the members are not allowed to suggest that
million people.
Please mute yourself if you're not recognized and speaking. Please, Sue Collins has the floor. Everybody else should be silent.
What was that part about the members are not allowed to request that the chair mute somebody or take some?
No, there's no language whatsoever right now about members of the body. Members of the body always have the right to make a request to the chair. That's not at issue here. The only thing at issue right now is whether to change the following language. The amendment is to change the language that says the chair may ask the body to consider depriving the member of the right to be recognized for the remainder of the meeting, to say instead the chair may ask the body to consider muting the member for the rest of the meeting. That's what we're voting on right now. If there are objections to using muting, so we are going to vote and we're going to proceed to the vote.
Okay.
So Ralph, on the question, is that Beth? What is it?
In other Zoom meetings I've taken part in, when members have been muted for whatever reason, as a general rule, all members are unmuted long enough to vote. So being muted from participation in discussion, I think, should not preclude the opportunity to vote.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Bella to the stack. Bella to the stack, please.
All right, Bella, let's try to move it quickly to a vote, please. Go ahead.
It's almost 2 hours.
I understand that. Bella has the floor. Go ahead, Bella.
Bella DeSoto has the floor. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I disagree. I agree with Beth. But this is not the practice that has been conducted. It has been all the opposite, because I also prevented from voting. Thank you.
All right.
Are we ready to take the vote?
Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, Secretary calls the vote. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Brett Blair?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
No.
Marisol votes no. Bella DeSoto?
No. Bella DeSoto votes no.
Got it. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
You're killing me. Myla Reason? Myla? What is your vote? Oh, somebody pouring water and clanking dishes.
Yeah, somebody's washing dishes again.
Myla Reason, what is your vote?
Come back to Myla.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Secretary, I pass.
Lawrence is a pass. Elizabeth Von Gooden?
Yes.
Elizabeth votes yes. I'm going to pass. Kim Kaufman, what is your vote?
Yes.
Sue Cohen Johnson, your vote?
Yes.
Sue is a yes. Raymond Goldstone?
Raymond Goldstone votes yes.
Ruth Strauss? Ruth, what is your vote?
I'm sorry. I am listening. I thought we already voted. What is this new vote?
We're voting on the question of muting the member instead of the language that's currently there, depriving the member of the right to be recognized for the remainder of the meeting.
Well, what is the difference?
The difference is that in an electronic call, when the person is muted, they can't be heard.
I pass. I don't even understand this. Thank you.
I'll take that as an abstention. Andrew Wise, what is your vote?
Well, she passed. She might come back to her later. Go ahead.
No, I'll abstain. I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Andrew Wise, what is your vote?
Yeah, I'm with Ruth. I don't understand, so I'll abstain.
Okay. Janine Roan, what is your vote?
I vote no. Thank you.
Okay. Circling back, Eric Jacobson.
I'm going to reluctantly vote no because there's no the remainder of the entire meeting. It should be the discretion of the chair on the duration of the muting. Thank you.
Okay, Eric is a no. Myla Reason. Myla, are you there? Myla Reason. Okay, Lawrence Reyes.
I'm gonna abstain.
Okay, Lawrence is an abstention. I'm going to abstain. Michael Novick?
Not voting.
Is that an abstention?
I guess.
No, the chair can be counted as not voting, Ralph. The chair could be counted as not voting.
Okay, I didn't know that was a category, but I'll record it as such.
It is.
Who is that?
Sue Cone Johnson.
Go ahead.
It is a category.
Point of order. Point of order. It is not a category. Present and not voting is counted as an abstention per Robert's Rules of Order.
Even for the chair?
I can get you the citation if you want. Yes. Even
whatever.
Just give us a tally, please, Ralph.
Okay, hold on. I have 6 yes votes, 4 no votes, and 5 abstentions.
Okay, thanks. So that is incorporated into the motion. Is there any objection to the motion as revised and amended? I'll read the whole thing.
Bella,
upon a first.
Bella objects. Bella objects.
Okay, let me read the whole thing the way it is, and then if there we have 2 objections, we'll vote, I guess. Upon a first minor incident interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider muting the muting the member for the remainder of the meeting. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, she or he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she or he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. I heard an objection.
Eric to the deck.
Go ahead, Eric.
How can somebody who is muted continue to be disruptive?
People have been known to call back in to meetings.
That's what it means?
Duh.
Sounds like it hasn't been really thought through. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're objecting? You want to think we have to put it to a vote?
Yes,
this is Grace. I'd like to call for the orders of the day. We need to move on. We already voted on this. Can't
all
re-vote
right.
it.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. I'm sorry, Grace, but we voted on amendments to it. We have to vote on the main motion. That's how it works. So with two objections on the main motion, just call the roll, please, on the main
okay.
motion.
Okay.
Could you state what we're voting on, please?
Yes. Upon a first minor incident interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider muting the member for the remainder of the meeting. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, she or he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she or he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. The existing language was changed from the policy that is currently in effect.
Let's vote.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay. Grace, Aaron, how do you vote?
Yes.
Fred Blair, what is your vote?
Yes. Yes.
Fred votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
No. Marisol Cruz votes no.
Marisol votes no. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella is a no. Eric Jacobson?
No.
Eric is a no. Myla Reason? Myla Reason. Okay, moving on.
What? Secretary, can you please give me a synopsis of what we're voting on right now? I had to step away.
We're voting on the main motion as amended.
Oh, okay. No.
Lawrence Reyes votes no. Elizabeth Von Gutten?
Yes.
Elizabeth is a yes. Ralph passes. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
Raymond Goldstone votes yes.
Raymond is a yes. Ruth Strauss?
Sorry, everybody can shoot me. What is the distinction between what we voted on just a minute ago and this vote?
None. It's just reaffirming it as the main motion.
Okay, yes, reaffirmed, yes.
Okay, Ruth votes yes. Andrew Weiss?
Andrew abstains.
Andrew abstains. Janine Rowan? Janine
Hello,
Rowan?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Secretary, before you tabulate the vote, I'd like to change my vote. This is Lawrence. I changed my vote from no to yes.
Who is that?
I'm sorry, Secretary, is Lawrence Reyes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes is a yes.
Mr. Secretary, Ralph
Hawkins votes no to yes.
Ralph Hawkins votes. Bella, please.
This note changes her vote as well to yes.
Yeah, quiet. I am taking the roll, please. Ralph Hawkins votes yes.
Ralph, Bella was changing her vote as well during the before you tally it. She's saying she wants to change her vote.
Okay, Bella, what is your vote?
Well, you told me to be quiet. It is a yes.
You were talking over me, and you could, you know, I give considerate pauses, and you can jump in then, but don't talk over me.
Please.
Myla Reason, what is your vote? Myla, are you still with us?
She doesn't appear to be in the call avenue or anything. I can't, you know, I don't have the Maestro dashboard, so I can't see who's on the call or not, but she hasn't responded to multiple requests.
Okay, I think I have 12 yes votes, 2 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So that will be a recommendation from the Governance Committee to the LSB, and that will be on the agenda, which I think we're going to move to now. There are a lot of other suggestions. I think those will just be put forward as suggestions. I don't want to have a long discussion about all these other points. We have a lot of other business to get done, including 2 other items besides the agenda. I was trying to put up a Google Doc as a template for the agenda. I did not have a chance to do so. So, Ralph, I think you probably have the basic framework of a agenda for the LSB meeting. Could you run down the sort of general items that we usually talk about? Review them quickly for the stream, since a lot of people might be listening or can't see on the phone here.
I'm not prepared for that.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me take a look at something, and I'll do it just a second.
Michael, are you talking about the template?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm talking about the agenda for the LSB meeting on Wednesday.
Denise may have it. I don't know if she's able to share it with us, but she may have it.
Yeah, I'll just give me a second. I'll just open one here. And do it. Okay, so we have a roll call. This isn't good. Hang on a second. I don't know.